Are you done with being that pregnant or postpartum mom in the gym who is always stuck on the sidelines feeling horrible, saying, "How come no one ever told me this?" Are you ready to finally say no to a mom life filled with excess weight, injury, overwhelm, and fatigue? Then help is here. Welcome to the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast, where we dive deep into the information you need to be the strongest woman in and out of the gym, even if you are a mom. If you are done going through your pregnancy or postpartum fitness journey clueless and unprepared, if you are ready to commit and say yes to being that badass fit mom who is shredded and stronger than before the baby, well, listen up. Because this is where we talk about all of the things your doctor or trainer never told you about, so that you can achieve the body you want and take your athletic strength and performance to the next level. Get ready, because here's your host, Daisy Bravo.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. This is going to be a little different than our usual podcast. This is a recording of an interview that I was on the Dr. A podcast. If you don't remember our Dr. Nadia episode, we talked about sex after baby. And so I went on her show. And because a lot of you are asking questions about me, things that I've been up to, so I figured I would just steal that episode and put it on my show so that you guys also get a chance to listen to this. I wanted to plug Nadia's show. Her show is really amazing. She talks about everything sex, women's health, as well as things like supplements, nutrition, and she is, like me, a pharmacist, so she does have a lot of background in hormone replacement and medications, so she does talk a lot about that stuff on her show. So check out Dr. A's podcast and stay tuned for my interview with Dr. Nadia. I'll be back next week with another fun episode. Hope you enjoy that and see you next week.
Okay, welcome back to the Ask Dr. A podcast show. Today, I have a really great guest on. Her name is Daisy Bravo. She is a certified fitness coach and pregnancy and postpartum exercise specialist. Welcome, Daisy. It's so great to have you on.
Nadia, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on here with you today.
I know your story. I've known you for quite a while now, and I want you to share with everyone a little bit about your background and what brought you to this journey of fitness coaching and your passion for pregnancy and postpartum exercise.
Yeah, so everyone asks me that question. And I'm sure just like yourself too, it's not a straight line. It's like a roller coaster ride. My career has had its ups and downs and has evolved. And it was about the year 2000 when I started getting into personal training. I'd always grown someone that was into sports and into fitness, and it just seemed like the natural and next step thing to do. So back in 2000, I did my first fitness certification, and I started training exclusively at women's only gym. And it just seemed like an environment that I was comfortable with. And so there's a few avenues that took me to my journey. One was one that was really based in my career, and then one that was a little bit more personal. So in my career, you know, I was working in the gym and I'm seeing women that are pregnant, and people, and typically in our training, in basic training of fitness, any sort of fitness certification, mm-hmm. they don't really go into much detail about pregnancy and how to handle pregnancy, other than don't have these women lay on their back for too long and maybe lighten weights and things like that. And there's so much information that is missed out in this population. Working in the gym, I saw with pregnant, either they ignored the fact that these women were pregnant, or they really treated them like they were in bubble wrap. So most pregnant women were really discouraged when they left there. They didn't get the results that they were looking for. They didn't get the support that they were looking for. Mm-hmm. And me seeing this from the sidelines, I'm like, there's definitely has to be a better way. So I did start looking into education on how to work with these women. And then also in my personal journey, there got to a point where I started working on fertility and considering having a baby. And of course, me being the fitness lover that I am, I wanted to make sure that I did this safely and properly, because I knew that there were so many things that no one had considered. So there's a little bit of a mix of, I did this for myself a little bit, and then also because I saw that this is missing in our sort of fitness training and fitness culture. Hopefully that answered your question.
Yeah. And my show is directed more towards women and women's health and wellness. And I feel that women during pregnancy, they usually get a modification workout or maybe one out of 100 yoga workouts that they can do for if they're pregnant. And there's not a lot of options. So, you know, the best thing to do is work with individually with a personal trainer for sure. And they don't know what exercises are safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where I started my journey, is I went into this journey of helping women that are pregnant and postpartum in a time where I was heavily into CrossFit and high intensity training. I saw a lot of women out there that were really trying to maintain a certain level of competition and athleticism while still working in this CrossFit realm. So they were jumping around, they're doing burpees, they were still trying to do pull-ups, they were doing a lot of plyometric movements, a lot of heavy lifts. A lot of them were really hesitant to give up some of these Olympic lifts, if you guys are familiar with that. And to me, that seems sure. Yes, there is some modifications that need to be done for a variety of reasons, but also there still needs to be some, you know, kind of consistency and congruencies with your workouts so that you can still do the things that you love. A lot of women that are athletic minded really struggle with giving up and losing that control of the body because of pregnancy, but they still want to have a few things that they can still do. So sometimes a lot of these modifications, do's and don'ts, really a struggle for a lot of newly pregnant women that are in that athletic realm. So I did create a guide on my website to help women navigate higher intensity workouts and strength training through pregnancy in a way that is okay for you, in a way that women can accept it. I'm not really from the camp as soon as you get pregnant, you necessarily have to just put all your workouts and the things you love aside and just start doing some breathing and yoga. A lot of women still crave that fitness, and it will help you through pregnancy too, if it's done correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of women, especially after giving birth, they lose a sense of their bodies. And there's a lot with postpartum depression that I feel goes ignored. And working out can certainly help make them feel better and help with that, in addition to releasing those natural endorphins. So I think it is definitely important. And it's awesome that you're doing this for both pregnancy, postpartum. I think that's great. Yeah. So tell me more about, I know that on your Instagram, you have like little workouts of the day. I love that. I'll put all the Instagram info out for everyone to follow as well after this. Tell me a little bit about what you do for training. Do you do any personal training for women? Do you do virtual or Zoom or anything like that?
Yeah. So I do have a lot of options at different price points for women, because I know that there is often a struggle and a lot of people don't budget too much for fitness in their life. So I do have across the gamut, different price points. My newest project, my current book is called Flat Abs After Baby. And that is a 12-week training program for the core and pelvic floor. And that one starts at $47. So it's a really affordable way to start getting some semblance of your body after baby. The title is Flat Abs After Baby, but it's really a deep core book. It's more of a foundational core work. It helps with things like diastasis, prevention of hernia, more of like a body awareness, starting to love your body again. So there's a little bit of a mind-body connection thing that we're creating here. And it really helps to build some foundational core work before women start going back into, if they like a HIIT workout, this is the foundational work that you need to do to prevent injury and kind of like bulletproof your body before going back into other exercise. Then my next level, I do have a larger program, which is more of a group coaching program where you visit with me weekly. You have workouts on an app. There's a little portal that has a little bit of information. So if you're struggling with things like pelvic organ prolapse, some of these concerns, I go over that and help people rehab from that. So it's a longer program and a more kind of, it's not one-on-one, it's a group program. So it's a little bit more affordable because of that. And that one is $197. And then I also have a pregnancy program where it is the same sort of format where it's a group coaching. You meet with me regularly, you can text with me, and your workouts are all set aside for you. If you need some modifications, you know, because of pregnancy, if you have some concerns, those are written into the programs too. And that one is, that one's for the full duration of pregnancy, and that one's about $1,200. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I do accountability coaching. And that is more of, you have your workouts, you know what to do, but I am there to text you daily, see how you're doing, help you with nutrition on the fly. If you are grocery shopping, I can help you with that too, and then help you establish your workouts. So those are the ways to work with me.
That's great. I love the accountability piece. I think sometimes people just need that. I do that also with clients and patients that I work with for the accountability piece. It's so important. Tell me a little bit more about, so you not only do the fitness part, but you do the nutrition counseling and things like that. Tell me a little bit more about that and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So of course, my main bread and butter is fitness, programming workouts to meet a specific goal during a different stages of pregnancy and motherhood, because those are going to change. Now, when it comes with nutrition, it's a little bit more loose as opposed to giving people a diet plan and having them follow. It's more of working into your lifestyle, because I find that it's really hard, especially for moms, especially if you have a large family, to really follow a set nutrition plan, because chances are it's hard to get your family to do the same. So we have a chat, we talk about what your macros and what is ideal for you. And we start tracking what you're currently doing right now for about a week or so, so that we have a baseline to see, oh, maybe you're overdoing it in the sweets, or maybe you're overdoing it. And it's more of a catered thing based upon where you want to go, where you're at, and the things that you love. And so I don't really want people to give anything up, especially if you're pregnant and postpartum. I don't do any starvation diets. I don't do any crash diets. I'm really working with you to balance your nutrition. So I do have some software and apps that I work with. I've even done this on myself, where I just recently learned that I don't really have much calcium in my diet or much B1 in my diet. So because of me tracking what I've done recently, I was able to see what I am deficient in and then add those things in there. So I kind of work with women to just create a balance. And then from there, people can start to learn to eat more intuitively and learn the cues of what your body needs and doesn't need. Nutrition and diet's a little bit loose.
What are your thoughts on keto for women who are postpartum or breastfeeding? I'm not sure how that works.
So for the most part, when it comes to something like breastfeeding, you really do want to follow the general recommended guidelines and make sure you're getting the proper nutrition. Typically what happens with the keto is you're starving yourself of carbs. And a lot of times that can affect milk production, things like that. So I typically tend to stray women away from anything that limits certain macros or certain food groups, unless you have some certain condition that requires you to give up certain food groups for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. I really try to stick with complete balance. I want to make sure I'm not suffocating anyone's milk production in the name of weight loss or anything like that. So I typically tend to go with more of a balanced macro nutrient. And again, I don't like to use the word diet, but way of eating is the way I go. I typically tend to stray people away from labels like paleo or keto when they are in this sort of stage of life. And I typically make sure that if they are breastfeeding, or even if they're pregnant, that they're talking with their doctor too about this. I am not a certified, I'm not a registered dietitian, anything like that. So I don't typically like to make these claims like that. I just really want to make sure everyone is balanced. If someone is struggling with milk production, I usually tend to gear them towards a nutritionist or a registered dietitian to make sure that they are getting everything that they need.
Yeah, that's great. Do women really burn calories when they're breastfeeding? I've always wondered that, if that's a myth or if that really is a thing.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I would say that it does. I haven't read any of the studies on it, but from a sort of a scientific, when it comes to metabolism, milk production does take a lot of work in the body, and feeding does take a lot of work on the body. It takes a lot out of your body to create this pretty milk for babies. So yes, so there is truth to that. Absolutely. I don't know the numbers. I don't know how many extra calories you're burning per day. Again, I'm really working on building the musculature and the tissue and rebalancing the body. My nutrition advice is really just to help people stay on track to meet their goals. Yeah. I'm not a registered dietitian. That's not my super specialty, but I can help support people in that and make sure that they're making the right decisions. So if they come to me with their grocery shopping, I can help them make if they want to go reach for something, I'm like, maybe that's not the best choice. Maybe you should reach for this. Or if you do want to eat this, let's keep it at, I'm making sure that they're following, they're not eating the whole box if they want cookies or something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Aside from women who are pregnant or postpartum, do you do any training or coaching for people that are not, or just looking to have a healthy lifestyle?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And that's where my journey started. I was really open to working with just about anyone. So I do online coaching for just about anyone that wants it or needs it. I write out workout plans for people, and that is my bread and butter, is designing workouts. I do like to specifically work with women, and women from pregnancy age all the way to menopausal age, especially when women start to notice that hormone imbalances are coming through. Maybe they're working out, but not seeing the results. I like to work out with those women. But that area between having a baby and having menopause is typically my bread and butter. Also, I'm currently working on a new program that is a shred geared to more weight loss and fitness goals for women after they've healed their body after baby. So that's actually my new project, that little spoiler alert there.
Love it.
That's in the works. But yeah, I love to work with any population. And prior to working with pregnant and postpartum women, I actually specialized in geriatric patients. Oh. And that was an interesting experience. And it got a little bit underwhelming for me, because no matter how hard I tried to strengthen some of these individuals, when you're working with a 90-year-old or an 85-year-old, it's hard to see a transformation with these groups of people. So that's why I really loved working with pregnant and postpartum women, is because you just really see an amazing transformation. You get to work with these women during this time that is just so new for them. It's really an emotional time. There's a lot of hormones involved. There's a lot of change involved. And it's just such a rewarding group to work with. And that's why I focus my attention mainly on pregnant and postpartum women.
I love it. I know it's such a roller coaster once women are, when they are pregnant, and then when they've delivered their baby and they're sleep deprived and their hormones are like just up and down. And I feel like it's just overlooked so much. With, they'll have follow-ups with their OBGYN, but there's a lot that's overlooked. And I think it's great that you're paying attention to that particular population.
Yeah. And a lot of times these women, they are given their exercises, or they have their goals or whatever they want to achieve. Maybe they just want to lose weight, or maybe they want to get back to running a marathon or whatever their goals are. But a lot of it is the deeper conversations I have with my clients, the conversations we have in our group coaching, or the one-on-one conversations when they wake up in the morning and they've been struggling so hard to maybe get back to running, and they're like, I just can't do it anymore. Who is this woman in the mirror? I have no motive. The number of things that we go through on a daily basis, I don't want to get out of bed, or I don't have, or I just can't get a moment away from my kid. And a lot of times it's just those conversations between women that needs to happen and just the support involved. And sometimes it's not, sometimes exercises aren't what women need right now. They need the support and the community. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times that deeper work is more important and can take them to that next level, especially when they start to plateau or discourage, you know, get discouraged by themselves.
Yeah, no, I think that's really great. And I love your podcast. It was fun being on yours. So it's great to finally have you on mine. So Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. How can our viewers listen to yours? Are you, what are you?
Yeah, absolutely. On? Yeah, like you mentioned, and I will say that the episode I had with you, Nadia, is probably the most downloaded episode I've had because it's all about sex. And we really wanted to, we kind of started getting a little giggly there. So, which it's always hard for me. I'm one of those kids that was always, someone said sex or someone made a fart noise, I was always on the floor laughing. And so that's like how the podcast was. And I think everyone that listened to it really enjoyed it because it was just two girls, like girlfriends chatting.
Yeah.
So my podcast, the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast, I think you can find it everywhere. Cause I'm on Spotify, I'm on Pandora, I'm on Apple, I'm on Google. All you have to do is just Google the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast and a number of places should come up. But if whatever players you have on your phone or you listen to on your computer, you'll find me pretty easily. I also do a lot of my interviews are on YouTube too. You can find me anywhere on Facebook, on YouTube. I always go under the name Strong Moms Fitness. If there is a social media outlet, I'm probably on it under that name. The only thing I don't do is I haven't been able to get into TikTok or Twitter, but I'm everywhere else.
I haven't TikTok, either.
Twitter.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I haven't either. No, that's fantastic. Strong Moms Fitness, that's easy enough for people to remember also. It's great.
Yeah, and that's the name of my website. So you can Google it. You can find me just about everywhere.
Great. And what's the easiest way to order your book? Just go right on your website?
Yeah. So you can go right on my website. There is a link to there. Directly, you can go to flatabsafterbaby.com and that'll take you directly to, you just click one button. It takes you to the cart to put in your information and you're good to go. But if you forget Flat Abs After Baby, head over to Strong Moms Fitness and it's all linked there and in various places.
Great. Yeah. And it's not just for people who are postpartum. I think I need it.
It's a book. It's an educational book / workout program. Mm-hmm. So I take you through the basics of the abdomen and the core and why certain muscles should be worked more if you're looking for more of a flat figure. As I don't know if you've ever seen it, but you see it a lot in CrossFit and a lot of these women that do Olympic lifting. When you look at their core, it's almost, especially these women that have like a big six pack, they're really thick in the midsection. Mm-hmm. They could have a 30-inch waist, but they're just ripped everywhere, of course. Mm-hmm. So it looks a little bit balanced. But if you're looking at someone that works more of the deeper core muscles, you're going to see almost a cinching in of the waist. And it's really based upon what muscles that you work and focus on. So in my program, I go through that and talk about what happens if you work the muscles a certain way. I also talk more about things like injury prevention. If you've newly had a baby, but you want to go back into other activities, things that you need to look out for, work towards to, again, I like to use the word bulletproof your body because I think it kind of sends a visual to women that they're really just creating a strong foundation. So we talk about strengthening the core, how to properly do that, how to engage the pelvic floor and create a support system to prevent things like injury. Talk about like how to heal certain things like a diastasis. A lot of times we can do some exercises to work around things like a hernia, work around things like leakage, work around things like organ prolapse. So that's also mentioned in there. And then provided after that is a whole workbook on the workouts. And it'll take you through about, at the minimum, it takes someone that's really starting from basics, probably take you about 12 weeks all the way up to 14 weeks, depending on, you know, how much work you need to be, really need to be focused on. There's a lot here in the program, and it's more than just workouts. It's really just a foundation of knowledge too that can take you beyond. And it's perfect for any woman that wants to create like an hourglass figure, create flat abs, create strong abs that are going to support you for life.
Yeah. No, I love that. And typically, how long are the workouts? Are they like a 30-minute workout or just vary?
Yeah, so they're about 30 minutes long at the maximum. And it's up to you if you want to do more reps, then do more reps. Really kind of, I kind of work on a progression. So they start really easy. And then we start increasing reps. We start increasing sets, things like that. So wherever you're at, but on average, it's geared to about half an hour. There's about 5 to 6 exercises per workout. So it's really simple. There's no equipment required. It's just typically mat work, or I think at the very least, you need like a chair or something like that. Items around the house, totally cool.
Great. That's awesome. So if I have 10 to 15 minutes, what are your top 3 go-tos for workouts?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the biggest part of my book actually teaches you how to engage these lower abdominal muscles. So this was a problem with me also. And I didn't really know how to engage these lower abdominal muscles. I even took, even from taking Pilates and things like that, they don't teach you how to fully have a mind-body connection between these deeper abdominal muscles. A lot of times they just tell you to do the suck in, bring your belly to your back. And a lot of times that's not enough information for us to fully engage mentally with the muscles that we're contracting. A lot of times the first workout is learning out how to engage these particular muscles. From there, these muscles are supposed to be engaged for every single exercise going forward in this program. You're probably familiar with things like, leg raises, things like a bird dog, things like, I have one called mermaids, and it's basically like leg movements, even planks, even sit backs, like a little boat sort of movement that you probably see typical in yoga. All of these are the foundational moves, but if you don't know how to engage that deep core, then you could be doing these exercises and not getting that same benefit. So it's a hard question to answer of my top exercises. And it's not about the exercise that you're doing, because I could be stand here like talking to you right now. And now that I know how to engage these muscles properly, I could actually be getting a core exercise right now, just chatting with you. So the foundation of my program is actually just learning to engage the right muscles. And then just progress it, and then just stressing those muscles, just like you would the bicep. I'm sure 100 bicep exercises, one is not necessarily better than the other, but as long as the muscle's properly engaged and you're challenging it, then you're going to see those benefits.
Yeah. And you can't, especially if there's bad form, then you're not going to engage the muscles the correct way. And hence the reason why you need a trainer.
Right. Yeah. And you go into a boot camp class, or you go into a CrossFit or Orange Theory, or you name those classes. A lot of times, the goal is, and it's more of like a calorie burn that maybe mentally that some of these programs are based upon, but the goal is not to be doing the most amount of reps, the fastest reps. That's really not the goal here with the program. I don't really care if you're doing 30 reps or 10 reps. I want them to be great, high quality reps. And towards the end of the workout, they're actually working. You can feel them burning. That's important. If you're doing it, you're not feeling it working, then even if you're doing 100 of them, you're not getting the results that we're hoping for. It's a little bit different mentality. If you want to burn calories, that is after. This is a re-engagement. This is a retraining. And then once you learn that, then you can start focus on, and that's why I'm creating a shred program. It's for these women that have this work done. Their body is solid. Their body is rocking. They know how to engage these muscles. Now we're going to take it to the next level. We're going to start working on doing more intense cardio. We can start working a little faster. We can focus on calorie burn. But first, that foundational work needs to be done. And that's what this program is.
That's great. I love the term re-engagement. I think that's really sums it up beautifully for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Amazing. And I think it's missed, but it's missed because it's not known. So a lot of women, they go to their 6-week, 4-week visit after the doctor, and the doctor gives them clearance to work out. They don't say, oh, why don't you go and see a pelvic floor physical therapist? Or why don't you go and see a fitness coach or trainer that knows how to work with postpartum women? Most women just go back to their old class, whatever they used to do, because the doctor said that it's okay. And what we see a lot of times is that's where injury happens, is they were given this clearance. So they start running their, you know, training for their marathon tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then they never end up getting to run that marathon because they've injured themselves in that process. They haven't done that foundational work. And my goal is trying to figure out how to raise awareness for this foundational work.
I love it. I love it. So great having you on. For those of you listening, Strong Moms Fitness, she has her Strong Moms Fitness podcast. Daisy, bravo. It was amazing having you on today. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
I don't know. I feel like I've just rambled.
No, this was great. I love it. It has a lot of great information in here for our listeners. It's fantastic.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure chatting with you as always.
Great. Well, have a great rest of your day and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Now remember, go subscribe so that you are the first to know as soon as new episodes drop. Also, be sure you don't miss out on your chance to win a free program of your choice from Strong Moms Fitness. All you have to do is leave a 5-star review, screenshot it before you submit, and send it to Daisy at strongmomsfitness.com. Your review helps other people find our show. And as a thank you, once a month, we choose the review that makes us all warm and tingly inside and award that lucky lady a free program of their choice. So do it now. It could be you. See you next time, you badass mom, you.